Nakan kurot patit tahrit no. Nahankurot pit tahrit sarohunam. Visvijya tashanu charan udayadan. Ahan samastan nakashasta panhibir. Tad dordanda yuto. Nupatan sahasrasa. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had many, many arms, first uprooted Hiranyakashipu's heart and then threw him aside and turned towards the demon soldiers. The soldiers had come in thousands to fight with him with upraised weapons and were very faithful followers of Hiranyakashipu. But Lord Nrisimhadeva killed all of them merely with the ends of his nails. Purport. Since the creation of the material world, there have been two kinds of men, the devas and the asuras. The devas are always faithful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas the asuras are always atheists who defy the supremacy of the Lord. At any moment throughout the entire world, the atheists are extremely numerous. At the present moment, throughout the entire world, the atheists are extremely numerous. They are trying to prove that there is no God and that everything takes place due to combinations and permutations of the material elements. Thus, the material world is becoming more and more godless, and consequently, everything is in a disturbed condition. If this continues, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will certainly take action, as he did in the case of Hiranyakasipu. Within a second, Hiranyakasipu and his followers were destroyed, and similarly, if this godless civilization continues, it will be destroyed in a second, simply by the movement of one finger of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demons should therefore be careful and curtail their godless civilization. They should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and become faithful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, they are doomed. As Hiranyakasipu was killed in a second, the godless civilization can be destroyed at any moment. Om Gananda Maranda Shaganan Sanaslaka Chakshin Militaminan Tasma Shigurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamina Bhutale Swayamupakadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam. So today is such a day that it's difficult to know exactly what to speak, today being the appearance day of Sita Devi and Mother Janava, the wife of Lord Nityananda. It's one could speak about these great Vaishnavis alone. We could give several classes. But what I wanted to do is, I wanted to actually speak on a topic which combines both the sloka from today's verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam as well as these great Vaishnavis, a topic that actually covers a lot of things in Vedic culture. And that is, I want to speak about place. Sita Devi, of course, there's a verse we are reading this morning at the end of Mangal Arti. Sita Devi was very submissive, faithful, chaste, and shy, and always understanding the attitude of her husband. Thus, by her character and love and service, she attracted the kindness of the Lord. The pertinent point about that, about Sita Devi, is that she understood her place in relationship to her husband, and she faithfully kept her place. Place is a very, very significant aspect of culture. And so I'd like to speak about this in some detail. Of course, this entire creation, the material creation, is made for the purpose of giving a place for all of the living entities with material desires to fulfill their desires. Without having this material world or these material bodies, we would not be able to fulfill these desires. So the Lord creates this material world. We see such a beautiful painting here before us depicting both the spiritual worlds and the material worlds, where there's a place for all living entities according to their consciousness. Our place is given to us by our authorities. The Supreme Lord, he assigns us a place, a particular body, in a particular place and particular time, according to our consciousness. So we'll get the body of an animal, bird, beast, or human being, according to our consciousness, the Lord will give us our place. And then, aside after that, the creation of the Lord, then the authorities of human society, they provide a place for the praja, or the people in general. The authorities here, we're speaking about, of course, the brahmanas and the kshatriyas, who create the circumstances which allow people to fulfill their activities and desires. Now, we all get different, let's say, the leaders of society, depending upon whether they are either demoniac, as we're reading in the Bhagavatam today, or saintly, according as we have examples of so many Vaishnava Rajarshis or saintly kings in the Bhagavatam, they will give a place accordingly. The brahmanas, of course, they give a place and they guide society according to Shastra. That is, everyone, the brahmanas, they direct the kshatriyas, how to arrange the society. And this is, and the kshatriyas basically are the facilitators. Kshatriya means he must have a place. The fact that the, let's say, Duryodhana did not want to give a place to the Pandavas, this is such a significant deviation from proper Vedic culture that we had World War I fought over that, the Battle of Kurukshetra. And similarly, the in the Bhagavatam here, Hiranyakashipu, being a demonic person, he did not want to give a place for his own saintly son, Prahlad. He said, Prahlad, if you continue like this, I'm going to kill you. Right? And so he attempted to do so. So he didn't. The demons, they want to make an arrangement of place according to their own desires, not according to Shastra, but simply according to what they think, the way things should be according to their own sense gratification. Whereas the saintly kings, they give a place for everyone according to Dharma. The demons, either they won't give a place, or they may force a person to take a particular place. Sometimes we see this, in fact, this is going on more and more in the world today, that people are forced into a place that they don't want to be. We call this slavery. Or we call this rape, or we call this kidnapping, or any other various forms of this, all of which are considered very, very gross violations of human of consciousness. To force somebody to take a place that they don't want to have. Ideally, everyone is given a place according to their own nature. So, modern society, following in the, let's say, being organized by the demons, as Prabhupada is indicating in this commentary, they, again, they give place according to sense gratification. If a person is able to please the senses of the leaders of society or the people of society, then they earn a place in society. For example, we see the people, they, you know, if they're big entertainers, big sports figures and so on, if they're able to entertain the masses, then they get themselves a very prominent place in society. Similarly, those people who can earn a lot of money. They are given a place, especially if you can make money for somebody else, then they give you a very, very nice place. In fact, in the modern day, so place is determined not by who you are, but by how much money you have or what you can do for others, what you have, your beauty, your opulences that you can serve others with in this entire world. So this entire civilization is thus misdirected because it's using all of these qualities in the wrong way. Similarly, if a person doesn't have such qualities, if they have no opulence, if they don't have any beauty and so on, if they cannot give money or earn money for others, then they simply don't have a place. So we see this in the world today. There's approximately 1 billion useless people, and we read about them from time to time, how they they're living in the garbage heaps of society. Perhaps you've seen this video with Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj he created, The Lost Village. How many have seen? So everybody should see this. Very informative video explaining how so many people every day, they are, 300 families a day or a week? A day, I think. 300 families a day moving to just Mumbai. And, of course, they're looking for a place in that society. They're looking for a place with a hope that they'll be able to earn some money and be able to have a better life than what they had in the village. Generally, however, most of these people wind up in the slums because they can't find their place. And so their life becomes extremely unfortunate. More than that, because of the arrangement of modern society, we see that even children, they have no place in today's culture. They have no place alongside the adults. So modern culture, what we do is we separate the children. We put them in schools according to their age groups. And we give them all identical education, regardless of what their nature is. So they don't, again, get a place according to their nature, according to their guna and karma, but they're just given a place in which they're supposed to change and fit to serve that place. Of course, we know that this doesn't work very well, and many children have difficulty with school. Mothers, of course, they're working. They provide no place for their children to train their children what to do. We've seen in India, of course, where this culture has not become so prominent yet, we've seen how the mothers are able to train their daughters. And I've had the wonderful opportunity of taking prasad at some of our, let's say, our Indian devotees' houses. And one time I asked, so who has cooked such a nice meal? And the mother, she pointed to her 8-year-old daughter. Well, she has cooked everything. Because the mother had time to train her daughter how to do her duty as a woman in society. Boys, particularly, they don't have any place alongside of men, and consequently, they're lost. We see many of our young men, particularly growing up, and they can't find their place in society. And it used to be, before my time, I came of age in the 60s, but in the 50s, generally, a young man, right out of high school, he would go to work with his father. And so immediately he was able to find a place in society, have a responsible job. And generally then young men were getting married at that age, around 18 to 20 years old. 10 years later, when I came of age, we would find our place according to our university education. And then with that education, then be able to have a job, a place in society, and then get married and start a family. Today, we don't see that the young people, they cannot find their place even until, around 30, more than 30 years old before young people are getting married. Is it the same here? It's the same in America and in Eastern Europe. Same here, yeah? So the reason for this is because this is such a confusing world, and our children are so alienated from adult society, they don't know how to fit in. They can't find their place. And even the way the society is going, it's so fractured that they tell us now that one should not expect to have not even several jobs in a lifetime, but several careers. In other words, a man or woman, working woman, they're not going to be able to keep up their place in society because everything is changing so quickly, so that they lose their place. Now, without a place, what happens? Without having a proper place, what happens? Let's take an example. I don't see any potted plants here. Usually I use an example of a potted plant, or Tulsi Devi, okay? Tulsi Devi, we keep her in a pot, we worship her after Mangal Arati. What's her place? This pot is her place, and she's given a place by somebody. That pot has soil, which allows her to grow. So this place allows Tulsi Devi to grow, to develop. And similarly, for human beings, our place should be such a should provide us the medium for our growth. And without having a proper place, how do we grow? How is it possible to grow? Because we have to grow from where we're at, right? We can't pretend, that I'm somewhere else. Sometimes we see, actually as devotees we do this, we imagine ourselves perhaps to be a little more advanced than we actually might be. But this is a formula for failure because we can't grow from that place. And generally, after some effort for doing that, a devotee will sooner or later have to find his proper place. Shishi Hargokula Nanda Ki Jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Shishi Gornita Ki Jai. So, Tulsi, she has her Tulsi, any plant, we give them a place like that, and they have the medium for growing. So similarly for us, we need a place according to our nature, according to our ability to grow. In Vedic culture, place is given according to a person's qualification, not according to how much money you have, how much you can do for others, or anything like that, not according to your ability to give others sense gratification, but simply according to your nature. And it's the duty of the leaders of society to provide the place for the praja. And when we speak of leaders in this case, we mean any leaders. We mean, for example, leaders of this temple. They have this facility, and this facility is meant to be used as a place where people can come here and grow spiritually. If we're talking about political leaders, their duty should be, as the ideal king, Ramchandra, to provide a place for the citizens to be able to grow, to not only materially, that the body should maintain, but also to be able to grow spiritually. So any leaders, it's their duty to provide a place for the praja. And this is actually the whole idea behind the Vanashram culture. To give a place not only according to a person's guna and karma, according to their material nature, but also to give them a place from which they can grow spiritually. So we have varna and ashram. And we grow according to both varna and ashram. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, he's trying to give up his duty. He's trying to run off to the forest and sing out of sentiment for the out of the bodily conception of life, sing his kinsmen and friends on the other side He wants to run off to the forest and renounce his duty. But Krishna is telling him, no, you can't do that. He says, you have to. You're a kshatriya. According to your nature, you have to act. You will act according to your nature. And it's the same for all of us. We need to find a place according to our nature so that we can act. And Krishna tells us that even though that one must have their place, even if they perform their duty imperfectly, that's better than taking another's position, even if that duty is perfectly performed. Now, why is that? This sounds sometimes a little contradictory. If you can do something well, that's what you should do, right? Well, actually, no. Everyone needs to grow. Human life means growth. And we can't grow from doing what we know well. Let's say in school, right? So a child completes fifth level of school. He already knows that well, right? He should stay there and do that, right? He continued to stay and do fifth level because he's very expert at fifth level now. No. Now go to sixth level, seventh level, eighth level, like that. So even though in the next level there's going to be mistakes, that's okay because by mistakes we learn. So the same way, all of us, we need to have our proper place according to our nature so that we can grow. And even by making mistakes, that's okay. Krishna says, even if one performs, to follow another's duty is dangerous. It's the only time he uses such a strong admonition in the Bhagavad Gita. It's dangerous to follow another's duty. Why? Because we can't grow. So place also means proper activity. We need to have activity that is suitable according to our nature so that we can satisfy our material inclinations, satisfy our material desires, and at the same time grow spiritually. So this is the difference then between godless civilization and the Vedic culture. The godless civilization is giving everyone a place according to sense gratification of the leaders. Approximately 500 years ago, 600 years ago, the leaders of society changed the way the world works. We used to have, at least in this part of the world, some kind of quasi-vanashram system. What was it called? What's the name for it? The feudal system, right? So there was kings, there was barons, and so on, and there were serfs. So this is basically akin to the Varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. But some time ago, 500-600 years ago, the leaders, they decided that they wanted to change the way the society worked to do away with that system, and basically they wanted to create what we now have as the consumer culture, which we find in the modern day is creating so many problems. They wanted to do that again simply for their sense gratification, not based on any idea of dharma, any idea of the welfare of the people, but simply according to their own sense gratification. So, for us who are aspiring Vaishnavas, it's very important for us to understand this principle and to be able to, especially for the leaders, to be able to arrange a place for the praja, for the devotees. We find, in my experience at least, in looking at our society over several decades, we find that those devotees who have a place in the society of devotees, a place that also affords them maintenance for their material body, they do very well in Krishna consciousness. For example, how many of you here have a full-time job? Okay. Then the question is, where are all those people with full-time jobs? Where are those devotees who have full-time jobs? They're working. And one time I was in class in Lachua, Florida. That community has about 600 devotee families. And one devotee is remarking during class that it's only those devotees who are independently wealthy or who have temple engagement who are here for the morning program. In other words, the modern society does not afford us a place for our spiritual growth. So this is why vanashram culture is actually needed and important. So that by satisfying the demands of the body, by living simply on the land, one also has time for their sadhana and for their spiritual life. Without that, sometimes our devotees don't do very well. And we see this even into advanced years, that if we can't find our place, if we don't have a proper place for us, it's very difficult to make progress spiritually. We're not satisfied mentally, and it creates all kinds of problems. So it's the duty of the leaders of society to make this arrangement for the project, to create this culture, to give everyone a proper place according to varna and ashram. So we're supposed to stop at 8:30 today, but anyway, we'll take some questions or comments.